Tramp for the Lord by Corrie ten Boom and Jamie Buckingham. Foreword by Jamie Buckingham. My wife Jackie and I met Tanta, Aunt Corrie, and her pretty blonde secretary, Ellen de Croon, at the airport in Melbourne, Florida. Ellen had called the night before, saying they were flying in, but that Corrie had been having some severe heart pains. At 80 years of age, that's serious business. We met the plane and whisked them to our house, which is just minutes from the airport. "I'm very tired," Tanta Corrie said. "I like to rest a while." Moments later, she was stretched out on our daughter's lavender bedspread. I opened the window so the soft tropical breeze could blow in from the lake behind the house. Gently closing the door, I cautioned the children to speak in whispers and tiptoed into the kitchen to join Jackie and Ellen. Ellen had brought us some Gouda cheese, and we sliced it, reminiscing over my first meal in Corrie's house in Holland. Ellen couldn't wait to tell Jackie about the expression on my face when Corrie informed me I had a choice of two dishes for lunch, raw mullet dipped in onion or smoked eel. Talking softly and munching on cheese and crackers, I glanced up to see Tante Corrie coming down the hall, her eyes sparkling. "Aren't you going to rest?" I asked. "Oh, I have already a good sleep," she answered in her thick Dutch accent. 10 minutes is all you need when God gives the sleep." It is this remarkable power of recuperation which has allowed Tante Corrie, at more than 80 years of age, to tramp the world for the Lord. I saw that same power at work in her life a year later in Pittsburgh. We were both on the program for a Bible conference at the Pittsburgh Theological Seminary. She had spoken 3 times that day.